Westlock, Westlock County, in conjunction with the town of Westlock, has received $1.7 million in Community Airport Program, CAP, funding via the Ministry of Transportation and Economic Corridors to help pay for more than $2.2 million worth of proposed work in 2023 and 2024 at Westlock Municipal Airport that includes new lights and a fresh asphalt overlay for the runway. Athabasca Barhead Westlock MLA Glenn Van Deken confirmed April 18 that the municipalities were successful in their application, highlighting really good collaboration between the two as the reason. At their November 29, 2022, meeting, Westlock County Councilors voted 7-0 to apply for $1,521,400 from the program. The grant was approved at $1,711,584. While on November 14, 2022, town councilors also voted 7-0 to support the application. The MLA also gave kudos to the Westlock Regional Municipal Airport Advisory Board, who first reached out to him in 2020 and have been fairly involved in the discussions as well. As an MLA, from my standpoint, it showed really good collaboration between the two municipalities, which made it easier to promote to the minister himself back in December. It's a win for everyone, and I think it's good news and will help to grow our local economy, said Van Deken. The economy drives a lot of what we get done as a government, and we want to make sure it's elevated to a level that promotes economic growth. And with economic growth, we can ensure we're providing the services all Albertans need throughout the province. At a special afternoon ceremony held April 20 at the airport to officially announce the funding, Van Deken was joined by Mayor Ralph Larrajay, Reeve Christine Weiss, Airport Advisory Board Chair Patty Williams, and roughly 20 airport users, advisory board members, and residents. Most airports have runways and hangars, but this one has two residential subdivisions, and most of the buildings you see here have been built in the last 10 years or so, and more than $8 million in assessment has been added in that time, and people continue to build, said Williams, who thanked the town, county, and provincial government on behalf of the board. The announcement will not only support more growth for the town and county, but increase safety for all who use it. Both Larrajay and Weiss, who's the county representative on the advisory board, noted the importance of the facility as a local economic driver, with the Reeve saying it's invaluable to the ag community as crop spraying businesses operate from it, while it also provides recreation, tourism, and educational opportunities. If rural Alberta truly is the economic engine of Alberta, and I think we all believe that it is, then investment in infrastructure isn't just important, it's absolutely critical. And so continued investment from the province and the federal government is going to be critical for our economic success going forward, said Larrajay. We've been going at this for a while, but here we are, and thank goodness. I think this a glorious opportunity and can hardly wait for it to happen. I hope this drives investment and business, but more than that, I know this is going to make an impact for our community for years to come, added Weiss. The project. The past request for decision, RFD, to town councillors noted the airport runway is in need of a complete overlay, while town sow Simone Wiley confirmed April 19 the two municipalities had unsuccessfully applied for this particular grant, although without the lighting component, for the last 2 years. The RFD states the runway lighting also needs upgrading and has been a continual issue for the last number of years, with repairs being made as needed, while Westlock County Sow Tony Kulbiski called it the most critical part of the project. In an April 19 interview, Kulbiski, noting they just received approval on a separate bridge project from the province, said they couldn't be happier with the announcement and called it exciting times for sure. According to the CAP website, eligible projects include runway lighting and major capital rehabilitation, including pavement rehabilitation work, such as fog seals, slurry seals, and overlays. CAP is one of four funding sources under the Provincial Strategic Transportation Infrastructure Program, STIP. We thought that this program was going to be funded over 2 years, but we received the funding all at once, so how we manage the project will be up to us, said Kulbiski April 19. We need to get all the electrical taken care before the overlay, because there's nothing worse than doing new pavement and then having to dig it up to improve the underground. Phase 1 includes new airfield lighting and related safety upgrades at an estimated cost of $1,215,362.50. Two-thirds will be paid for by the province, leaving the remainder to be cost-shared between the town and the county. Phase 2, which Kulibsky expects to go forward in 2024, includes a complete runway asphalt overlay at an initial estimate of $1,066,750 with the same cost-sharing funding model. The potential of this being completed in 1 year would be great, but I just don't think the reality is there because we're a little late in coming out of the chute, said Kulibsky. We'll probably get the electrical done this year and all that stuff, but we'll work on the finalization of the pavement next year, which is okay. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.